It's more like radio.
I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
Moon Man isn't here right now, Mrs. Torrance. It's episode 13 of the Cut Print Film Podcast. Here are your hosts, Jeff, Dave, and Chris.
Hi everyone, welcome to Cut Print Film episode 13. My name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
Hey babies, it's me, Davey.
Hi Davey. Well, we're off to a rousing start.
Yeah. All the babies in the audience are thrilled that Dave addressed them.
Well, the pre-show was nuts this week.
It was.
It was pure insanity.
We've been doing the pre-show for 2 hours and 45 minutes at this point.
So look for that link on Vimeo.
Nope, we're not putting it on there.
So we're going to get to some movie news right off the bat. This is actually episode 13, but we just recorded episode 12 like 3 days ago.
Yeah, we're kind of recording early because the holiday is coming up.
That's right. It's Christmas, everybody. Yeah. What do you have on your list? hopefully something from Steven Singer.
What?
He does the gold-covered roses.
Oh, yeah, Christmas-colored rose.
I'm getting one of those open hearts from
surgery
or whatever.
From Dr. Giggles and open heart surgery.
So this one's going to be off the rails. Yeah,
it's already off the rails.
We all smoked a lot of crap before the show, too, by the way. So.
Just to bring things back down onto solid ground, we're a movie podcast, which you might not know at this point.
In case you tuned in thinking this was a lunatic podcast recorded in an asylum.
This is a film podcast for serious film discussion.
That's right.
Sometimes.
And if you want even further film discussion, you can go to cutprintfilm.com where we discuss movies further.
I know.
All right, Dave, you have some movie news. Go.
First off the ticker.
We should probably work on getting an actual
ticker noise. Or just a ticker. I could go buy one.
Yeah,
or we could get a ticker and he could just bounce around and destroy the studio.
Whoa.
Good night, everyone.
So Alfonso Cuarón.
What?
How do you say that?
Alfonso Cuarón?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very difficult.
It's who made one of my favorite movies, Children of Men.
I love Children of Men. Yeah. Highly underrated. Not underrated, but it didn't get nominated for any Oscars that year, which I thought was ridiculous.
That anyway, might be a 10 one day.
What'd this guy do?
He did Gravity.
No, what's the news story?
He probably had lunch at some point today.
Yeah. Harry Potter 3.
Yes.
So it was announced today. Was this a rumor?
It's not confirmed, yes. We'll call it a rumor.
Okay.
We'll call it a whisper.
Chris was hanging out in some seedy circles in Hollywood.
Yeah, with my notepad and my trench coat on.
And he had his McGruff the Crime Dog mask on, too. It was a very strange day for Chris.
That's how I dress when I'm in Hollywood.
Eventually, we're going to get to the story.
Yeah. He's going to be making a Shining sequel.
Prequel. About the hotel, which...
A NyQuil.
Oh, yeah. Which makes me... Very unhappy because we don't need it.
What's the point? What is the goddamn point?
The point is name recognition because studios have no idea what to do anymore. So
didn't it already have a name?
It's called like Overlook Hotel. Oh. That's the prequel.
Where'd they get that at?
It's about the location.
It's about the building of the hotel. It's really a dry movie about construction.
Which
it's gonna be like that Bobby movie that was just about the fucking FDR hotel.
This could be interesting.
No.
But well, at least you're giving it a chance.
I'm going to say no right off the bat. No.
I mean, it could be interesting, but odds are it's going to be pointless.
Well, you see, Danny.
Scatman Crothers, are you in the studio and alive again?
I pulled that axe right out of my chest.
He also died in real life. That's what I was referring to, not the movie.
Same way, too.
Ironically, the same way, but not on the same day.
You see this poster, Danny? Hang it right over your bed.
I don't know what...
You like chocolate, Danny?
Aside from...
Uncanny, that impression is.
Yeah, it's really top-notch. I like the fact that you just keep insisting on doing it. You won't stop.
I could do it for hours.
Aside from the fact that, like, it's guaranteed money, I don't see the point.
I don't know if it is guaranteed money.
It's guaranteed
money. I mean, it's a name. It's name recognition. It's like Shining sequel and Stephen King. By the way, at some point we're going to do a Stephen King podcast.
Yeah, I heard that.
We forgot to plug that.
Coming this summer.
Yeah, sometime this summer we're doing it.
It's part of the summer series.
Yeah. Stephen King Summer, it's called.
But I don't think Shining, like, okay, so those horror movies that make a ton of bank now.
Right. Yeah.
Like, who goes to see them? Not people that give a shit about The Shining.
Yeah, but studios don't think that way. They just think, like, what was popular once? We'll just do that again.
I wish it would be like Paranormal Activity 5, The Shining.
Oh my God.
Just like,
I do too. I wish that would happen.
It's because 70s security footage.
Yeah, it would just be, you had no idea what's going on.
There's like no sound. Like, it's totally silent.
Dude, that would be fucking great. I'm funding that. Where's that $100 million? Yeah. Can I get that back?
You need a Kickstarter. No, I'm taking that to remake Network.
It's already gone.
Who are they going to get to play Scatman?
I don't know.
Mos Def, I believe, will be playing the young.
Not bad, actually.
The young Scatman Crothers.
I figured they would go with like a white actor.
For some,
because we reverse things now.
Ben Kingsley's gonna play him. Yeah.
older and whiter in the prequel somehow.
Well, they remade The Honeymooners with an all-black cast. I think they should like flip something like this.
No.
Have like the regular cast be black, and then Scatman Crothers will be a white actor, an old white actor.
I actually would see that, out of curiosity.
I'm giving it some interesting twists. Yeah,
it's literally the same movie, just they've switched races.
I think this is great.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's still in the same universe as the...
and it's in the same hotel.
As The Shining.
They keep running into the same characters from the original Shining.
It's like all digitally edited.
I didn't know there were other people in this hotel.
Fucking two big wills collide.
You told us the hotel was empty, but there's a family exactly like ours, only black.
What are you talking about?
That's the...
No, I was in character.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were Scatman Crothers.
What
else you got on the news docket?
Or Catman's Crothers. That's the white one.
Ben Kingsley is Catman Crothers.
All right.
Okay, speaking of spinoffs, see how I did that?
Yeah, I just spun off fucking, my chair. Hurt myself.
I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
This is money well spent.
Holy shit.
Hi everybody, this is Jeff. Dave and Chris have both gone into cardiac arrest.
Sorry. I had one of my trademark strokes, sorry.
So tell me, you do it. You do the next news story that you all know I'm getting to.
Oh, is it Star Wars?
Yeah.
So Gareth Edwards, director of Godzilla or Godzilla, as what's his name said in the movie?
Ken Watanabe.
I
won't correct you.
He also directed Monsters. Apparently, he's going to be directing one of these Star Wars spinoffs.
What does that mean? What's a spinoff? I don't understand.
They're doing the three Star Wars sequels, which J.J. Abrams is directing the first one. I don't know if he's going to do all three, but they're also doing three Star Wars spinoffs because they want money. So they're.
Have you ever seen Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
You know, like a dance off?
Yeah.
But you know when Michelangelo spins on a shell?
Yeah.
That's a spinoff.
Oh, all right. I don't know how they're going to do three of them at feature length.
You'll have to watch and see.
So this is like good news?
I don't know.
You hated Godzilla.
Yeah.
And the thing I liked about Godzilla was the direction.
Yeah, I think
that was one of the few things I liked.
Godzilla. The problem with Godzilla is not the direction, but I'd be more excited if he was doing one of the sequels proper, I guess. I don't like that it's like the spin-off.
That would kind of be cool if like JJ handed it to him like right after and they just filmed it.
Like that's what I prefer. Like he was doing the second one and then another director did the third, because that's how they did the original trilogy.
I would like Shadows of the Empire. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
No, like I'm not.
It was like basically a novel that took place between the second and third Star Wars, between Empire Strikes Back and Return.
Is it a sports movie?
Yeah, draft. Right. There's a lot of drafting.
I don't know how I missed it, because I'm a sports nut.
Yeah, Kevin Costner is in it, and he's trying to get the perfect draft picks.
So there were spinoffs of Star Wars before. This isn't like groundbreaking news. There were two Ewok movies.
Yes, I remember those fondly. Yeah. And by fondly, I mean no.
Oh God, I was having a conversation with one of my favorite anti-fanboys, Devin.
Yes.
And he brought something to my attention that I never realized before. He was talking about at the end of Return of the Jedi, like the fucking Ewoks are eating the stormtroopers, like in the background.
That is incredibly
like they have
gruesome.
Like their bones and their helmets.
Does that really happen?
Like it's insinuated that they're partying and just eating all the dead stormtroopers. Because at
you know
one
what?
Point.
I'd love that.
At one point, they capture like Chewbacca and them. And they're like frying them on a spit. They're like gonna eat them. The Ewoks are fucking evil.
I like it.
I don't remember any of this, but okay.
You don't remember they like have stormtrooper helmets as drums? Like it's like
I guess.
And
I
they all have
that.
Bones in their hands. Like where'd those bones come from?
Maybe they got a lot of bones. I don't know.
I'm gonna go back and not watch those movies all over again.
Oh, great. All right. So if this spinoff had in. Includes had, like super evil Ewoks.
Yeah, Ewoks eating people. I'd be on board with that.
So and then next on our news is that all Star Wars you had?
I hope so.
I don't have anything else.
I've had enough of it.
I mean, I have a feeling this is going to go on.
I hear they're making another Star Wars.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, like I don't want to talk too much Star Wars because if we're going to keep doing this podcast, we're probably going to be bringing up Star Wars a lot in the future.
We'll see you in 2 years when it comes out, and then we'll talk about it again.
All right, what else?
The new Batman movie has an awesome title.
I know. Isn't it great?
No, the answer's no. It's not great.
I believe the plot of this movie is Batman takes Superman to court because... It's not Batman versus Superman anymore. It's Batman v Superman. Like, it's a fucking Supreme Court trial.
It's a paralegal romantic comedy.
And on top of that, it has justice in the title, too, furthering the whole law angle. So it's Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
This title is stupid.
Roe v. Wade.
It's redundant.
V. Board of Education.
It's just worthless.
Scopes Monkey Trial.
Dawn of the Justice of the Apes.
Dawn like, of the
Batman versus Superman, that's stupid already.
That's dumb enough, but if they really wanted to keep the Batman versus Superman title, just do that.
Just leave it at that.
Versus Superman? Like, are they going to fight?
That's what is this?
They should have just called it B or BVS, like that like, fucking like, alien movie.
Or Ballistic.
Ballistic and, X versus Sever.
Sever, yeah. Remember that one? No one does.
Has a movie with V in the title ever been good? Like, versus?
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
No, I'm talking about, like...
The movie V with the aliens.
Yeah, which was on TV and not in theaters.
Oh, yeah,
Something
right.
Fight... Yeah, that was a TV show.
Vanilla Sky has a V in it, is that what it is?
No, like...
Anything else?
Two things fighting
Any
each other.
Movie properties?
Freddy versus Jason, the finest of these films.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I would rather Mars the movie. I can do it all night.
If it were Batman versus Superman versus Freddy versus Jason, I would be all in on this movie.
I'd have the same amount of enthusiasm as I have now.
Oh, come on. If Batman and Superman were fighting Freddy and Jason, wouldn't be a little excited for that.
Would it be at Survivor Series in the squared circle?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm in.
But why versus? Like, they're not going to fight each other. Like,
well, I think... I'm guessing
if they
here.
Fight one another, one of them might die.
I think the plot is like they start out as enemies and they work together. Like I think Batman doesn't trust Superman because Batman's a dick. I think that's the plot of the film.
I just hope a lot of it is Jesse Eisenberg and Ben Affleck talking and hanging out.
Yeah,
because they're good actors.
Yeah,
I don't need to see Henry Cavill or whatever his name is.
I don't mind anybody in the movie. I don't mind the cast at all.
Yeah, Man of Steel, the problems with that movie was not the cast. Like, I liked that cast. Like, I love Amy Adams and all those people, but the problem with those movies is Zack Snyder and David Goyer, who are back for this sequel, so that does not inspire...
Are they better than ever?
Yeah.
All right, that's all.
Do you think
the boys are back in town, I believe.
Do you think Zack Snyder got to make this name, or was this the product of some marketing team somewhere?
Oh, yeah. There's no... Because it's too stupid for one man to have come up with.
Yeah, this takes, like, hours and hours of boardroom...
But he takes the blame for it.
Like, one night, a bunch of Warner Brothers executives, they all got into the boardroom, and they were like, all right, everyone, we're going to order Chinese, we're going to stay here all night, we're going to come up with a title.
And then 12 minutes later, they had their title.
But then they waited the rest of the night to, you know, run out the clock.
They sat on their phones. Yeah.
Then in the morning, they came out with their ties loose around their necks, and they're like, we got it! Batman v Superman! And then, like... The executives were like, wow! But then they were like, wait, there's more. Batman v Superman, underline.
Yeah.
And beneath the underline, you ready? Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, it's dramatic.
And then the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot were like, this was fucking great. Here's your big bag of money.
Yakko and Wacko really knocked it out of the park this
time. They came out of their water tower and applauded. And that's how we got our Batman versus Superman title.
I'm kind of fed up with subtitles. Can we just get rid of them?
It's ridiculous.
We're taking our pop culture.
We don't do twos and threes and fours anymore. We just have subtitles.
Like, everything is set up to be a franchise now, so it's like they just give even the first movie in the franchise a fucking subtitle. Yeah.
When that terrible The Ancient Fear came out, that is still a rumored title for episode 7,
right,
of Star Wars.
Which can't be true. Or maybe it is after Batman v Superman. Who knows?
I started thinking, like, maybe J.J. Abrams is just going to be cool and just call it episode 7 because it doesn't need three titles.
That will not happen.
You don't think that'll happen?
That will not happen.
Well, here's how I talked myself out of that. I remembered that they made a movie called Star Trek Into Darkness. The worst fucking movie name of all time.
That's bad.
That's a like
don't pun your title.
Like, can't it just be like two, like Star Trek 2? It's fine. It doesn't matter. Because when you go to buy the ticket, you don't say like one for Star Trek in the Darkness. You say Star Trek. That's it.
You could do like TOO. Like, look who's talking.
Exactly. Our favorite
Star Trek
title.
2.
You and I are in the Star Trek 2. Yes, the Star Trek. That's what it's called, right?
Oh my god.
You and I are Star Wars 7.
You and I are Star Wars.
Are you addressing the son added to Married with Children in like their 15th yes. season? 7?
It should be called Seven Bundy?
No, episode 11.
It should be called.
That's lucky number 11. That's not a name.
Star Wars Once Again. So it's like, there are Star Wars Once Again. And that's how the movie starts.
Star Wars Space Iraqi Conflict.
I don't know.
Well,
trying to tie war in there somehow.
Let's get out of this topic right now.
Yeah, let's get out of this quagmire, much like the real Iraqi war.
We do have a topic, right?
No, we're still in news. And since we're
we are not a
pop culture news. Wait, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
We're not just a pop culture blog.
Right.
We talk serious movies.
Oh.
So right now there's a little festival going on in France.
Oh, yes, there is.
It's called Cannes.
Oh, it's called the Cheese
Candies.
Brie. Oh, sorry.
Wait, what?
I thought it was the Cheese Brie Festival.
Oh, no, it's
that's a good one now.
It's Cannes.
Lots of soft cheeses.
Oh, the Candy Film Festival.
It's all John Candy films. Who's Harry Crumb?
Yeah.
That's
Uncle Buck. Home Alone.
So,
Wagons East.
Uncle Buck.
If you're listening to this, Foxcatcher premiered there, right?
Yes, yeah. It did.
God, that looks so
oh
good.
Oh, my God.
I am excited for
Steve
that.
Steve Carell is unrecognizable. I didn't know that was him until I read.
He looks like the Penguin from Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, so this movie's getting rave reviews. It's called Foxcatcher, and if you need to go watch this trailer if you haven't watched it, because the trailer alone is very intense.
It's intense. It sells the movie perfectly because it doesn't give a lot away.
Go to cutprintfilm.com and watch that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but like, what's going on with Steve Carell's face?
Something with the nose?
He's got like a fake nose, basically.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like a fat suit, or maybe he gained the weight. I don't know.
He actually looks like another actor, and I just can't place who it is. Like, I thought it was somebody else at first.
Danny Glover?
Yeah, that was it. Anyway, at Cannes, something else kind of surprising happened.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you talking about Ryan Gosling's dud?
Yeah.
What's it called? Lost River?
I mean, I guess this isn't surprising, but...
Yeah, it's a little... I don't know. It's called Lost River. It was originally called How to Catch a Monster, which is a much cooler title.
Yes, it is.
You've been... Yeah, what?
Well, I was just going to say it got horrendous reception.
Yeah, but
horrendous.
Like, I don't know. Like, I still want to... Even... I read a bunch of the bad reviews, and even the bad reviews still made me want to see this.
Oh, I
like,
will see it.
Because, like, it sounds like even if it's going to be bad, it's going to be, like, a different kind of bad movie. Like, I'd rather have, like, an original failure than, like, a boring...
Yeah, there was a film that came out probably, like, 10 years ago, and it debuted at Cannes... And it's called Fat Girl, and it's a French movie, and it got like terrible reviews. But I just wanted to see it, and I still have never been able to find it.
Really,
ever to this day. But like all those bad reviews just made me want to see it more.
I mean, Cannes isn't like the best way to judge something because like
No.
I remember, like, The Fountain, when that premiered there, got booed. And I just think that's an excellent movie, personally. So, I don't, like...
I thought it got an ovation somewhere.
It aired... Screened. It screened the night after its premiere somewhere else, and it got an ovation. But the opening night at Cannes...
Like, the longest ovation...
Yeah.
...ever.
But, like, the night before at the official Cannes premiere, like, everyone fucking booed it, which is... So, I mean... But who knows? Maybe it sucks. Maybe this movie sucks. I don't know. It sounds interesting.
I will say it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll all see. they released a clip, and the clip from the movie, it looks like a fucking mess. So, like, the clip came out, and then the day after that, all the bad reviews came out. So that sort of, like, brunted the surprise of everyone hating it, because the clip is really messy and weird. So, I don't know. But I like Ryan Gosling, so
whatever. Yeah, so do I.
He's a handsome fella.
We're Gosling maniacs.
What was that quote? The David Lynch...
I should have wrote it down. It was like...
Can you paraphrase it?
It was like the love child of David Lynch and Nicholas Winding Refn.
If it had been kidnapped by...
If it had been kidnapped and like strangled or something like that.
Repeatedly. Like
that's what they said about the movie?
Yeah.
That sounds like a glowing...
Yeah, like, to me, that's like, that's interesting. Like, yeah.
Any movie that's been kicked in the face repeatedly, I don't know if that's a glowing review.
Well... I don't know. Everything before that kicked in the face part sounded good.
It's intriguing. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, that sounds weird, but I got to see it. So,
all right, Chris. So you had a brainchild. Where you? How did this come to you?
Well, when a man loves a woman,
they get together and they give birth to a brainchild. And basically, I was just thinking, like there are movies, like tastes change, like your tastes are constantly evolving.
Yeah, I burnt my tongue on a cup of noodles.
Eventually that tongue wound will heal, and then you'll be able to taste things.
I can't
again.
Taste any of this whiskey.
I know. So that's pretty much what I'm talking about, except with movies. So,
well, I'm confused.
Basically, when you're younger, and like I generalize it as high school, but I'm going to call it like your formative years, like your teen years. Movies you like
when you're getting your beak wet,
and
your deek wet. All right, go on.
When you're learning to become a man or
continue.
A woman. So,
or both.
Yeah.
Basically, movies you love at that time, as you get older, you look back at them and you're like, oh, that's not actually good at all. So I was just thinking, like, I think like everyone has movies like that. So I was curious, like, what everyone on this show has.
You want to? What made you think of this? Though there must have been.
It was the movie Donnie Darko. Like when I was like a teen, when I was in.
You are correct.
I fucking love Donnie Darko. I was like all about that movie. I was like, this is amazing. I love this movie. And like I look back at it now, I'm like, that is not that good of a movie.
Nah, it's not.
And as if it was proof, every single movie that Richard Kelly, the director, made after that is atrocious.
Is he Southland Tales?
Yeah, he did Southland Tales, and he also did The Box with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, my God. Is that with Frank Langella?
Yeah.
His face has a hole
God.
In it?
Yeah. So,
what a great film.
That's the one where they keep pushing the button.
Yeah, they have to push a button to get money, but the button kills someone. It's terrible. It's a terrible movie.
What a great morality tale, though. It teaches you not to push buttons.
Yeah, don't randomly push a button in a giant
don't
box.
Do it. I won't do it.
And, like... I'd say, like, the theatrical release of Donnie Darko, while I don't think it holds up, it's at least, like, watchable, but after Donnie Darko became a huge hit, Richard Kelly put out his director's cut, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's fucking unwatchable.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Like, he cut all this goofy bullshit into it, so it's like, oh, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, so...
Which is evident when you watch Southland Tales, which is just an incomprehensible
mess. That is
mess.
A mess of a movie.
I've never seen more of a mess occur.
Yeah, and then I guess like the other big one for me would be Kevin Smith movies. Like when I was younger, I fucking loved Kevin Smith. I was like, this guy's hilarious.
I never loved Kevin Smith, but I did like Dogma in my formative years.
I loved Dogma
a lot.
I loved Clerks, and
Clerks,
I loved Chasing Amy. Like, those three movies.
Chasing Amy is pretty much unwatchable.
It's terrible.
Like,
he's a really bad director. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to frame a shot. It's really like...
Right, and he's been criticized and called out on that like his entire career.
Right.
But then he has like that legion of fans where he gets them to rally behind him, and it's like, fuck you, I make movies for like regular people. No, you make terrible movies for dumbbells.
And the problem is, Kevin Smith is such like a likable guy that it's tough to hate his movies.
Right, I don't hate Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
and I think he's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
is.
Funny, but it's like his movies just...
And I haven't seen Red State.
All right, here's where I have to... tuck my tail between my legs. I like Red State.
Yeah. I didn't even bother to see it.
I would recommend that.
And yeah. his new movie Tusk sounds actually very interesting.
Is I'm that sure about is it the making of the Fleetwood Mac album Tusk?
No, it's the
I got excited.
Have we talked Lindsay about this Buckingham before?
Fan. No.
Tusk.
No.
It's about a guy who answers a Craigslist ad for there's this guy and he wants a roommate, but to be the roommate, you can have the room and stuff for free. But like a certain amount of time during the week, you have to dress up like a walrus and be his friend.
How is that going to be?
It's a horror movie. It turns into a horror movie where this guy.
That's what Red State turns into.
Yeah, he slowly turns the guy into like an actual walrus and like drugs him and. I
don't know. Like
it sounds like the premise.
Well, now I have to see it.
It sounds interesting, but I just picture him like fucking it up and filling it with like. Like he loves like gay jokes, like
Star Wars jokes.
Yeah, see, that's what it's the juvenile aspect. Of
it's
Kevin
like he
Smith
loves like shit jokes and bashing gay people, and then he's always like, "They're just jokes." And it's like you should probably fucking just stop. Like you're an adult,
and not for one second do I believe Kevin Smith hates gay people.
No, I don't either.
But I just like, come on, man. Enough.
It's like because that's like he loves easy jokes. It's
He does easy humor.
And those are high school jokes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it goes back to
this whole point of the list. So
yeah.
So what about you guys? What other films do you have, if any?
You want me to name one?
Go ahead.
There was this movie in high school called SLC Punk.
Yes. Oh, I was going to put that on my list.
Were you?
Yeah.
And everyone who was like a little bit of an outcast loved this movie. Yeah. I remember watching it constantly.
People still love it. Yeah. I don't get it.
It is loved. Yeah. Like it's
like a cult classic, basically.
It is not
it's
a good
movie.
With
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
Like, and, was it Heroin Bob? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think someone. Yeah.
And he's like a character everybody loves.
But I mean, I haven't even watched it since then. But just thinking back about it, I can see myself watching it and liking it and wanting to walk over and punch me in the face.
Yeah, I didn't really love that.
Like, come on, it's so like punk cool. Like it was it was punk had like broken into the mainstream to kind of convince you that this was cool.
When did that come out? Like what year?
Probably like 98.
Okay, so that was when like Rancid had like their big hit.
Yeah.
And
California Stone Awesome.
And Blink-182 was like right behind them and all that jazz. So
that was my Rancid.
1998, when it came out.
Damn, I'm good. Another one. 1962.
You're right.
That's also a year. I don't know what we're doing. What the fuck is this game?
But going along with that, there was another movie that year that was kind of similar called Go.
I never saw
that's
Go.
There was this period where everyone was trying to make like their own Tarantino movie, and that's what Go is like.
It's like this bad Tarantino movie.
Who's in it?
Jay Moore's in it.
Sarah Polley is in it.
It tells the same story.
Katie Holmes is
from
in it,
three.
All right, I remember. I remember the preview.
It's the same story from three different perspectives, but instead of intertwining them, it starts them over from the beginning after each one ends.
I mean, that's not a bad premise.
But if done well, it could be awesome. Yeah, but
Jay Moore's in it, so already I'm completely uninterested.
He plays a gay man.
Yeah,
oh, good for him.
Him and I think how brave. Scott Wolf.
How brave? Oh God, Scott Wolf from Party of Five.
Yeah, I think he's like the other gay guy in the movie.
Are his dimples featured prominently?
They light up the screen.
The only thing I can really remember about the movie is there's a scene where this dude like crashes a wedding, and then he like goes into a hotel room and he's banging two bridesmaids. They're two like Jewish girls, and
so it's true to life. It's relatable and, like, for everyone.
Yeah,
there's like this funny ongoing joke in the movie where he like comes too fast. That's
hilarious.
Like that's like
already
a joke.
Already hilarious.
Aren't you rolling on the floor already?
But then, like in this moment of banging these two girls, the curtains catch on fire, and it's like so extreme that he comes, but then keeps going, and that kind of weirded me out.
This is the worst movie I've ever heard described to me.
This is simply a scene from the movie.
I don't even remember this scene. Dude, that's how memorable this movie is for me.
It's the only scene I remember. And I just remember being confused because I was like, you can't keep going.
Well, at least you took something away from it.
And that's why the movie's called Go.
Yeah. I think it might have an exclamation point.
I hope
Go!
So.
Or a question mark. Go?
It's a semicolon. Go. Don't.
So go, Jeff.
Well, this is a little controversial, I think. I don't know. Who the hell am I? American Beauty. Sam Mendes, 1999.
I haven't rewatched it in years.
Exactly.
I could see that.
Try watching it now. Now that you're in your 30s, watch it.
I remember loving it, but I also remember it's really heavy-handed. It's got like a really like...
It's heavy-handed.
It hits you on the head with its bullshit.
Yes, everything is on the nose. Right. It's like, oh my God.
You know
Come
what?
Come on. Are you kidding me? He kissed him on the lips? Really? Like...
Here's the... I was... you know that clip we used before the commercials, like, where he says, mm-hmm. I'd have to firebomb the advertising industry. Yeah. Something along those lines. To get that clip, I had to watch a good portion of American Beauty, because I knew it was in there. I just didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
So I'm just skipping around, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is kind of not good.
It's not good. And it's... What's so crazy about that is that everybody involved... is good.
Yeah.
It's directed by Sam Mendes, who did Road to Perdition, which is amazing. Absolutely. And
isn't it written by Alan Ball, too?
It is, yeah.
It is.
That was like his big break, was that movie.
6 feet of 6 feet Under.
Yeah.
And, well, you gotta factor in True Blood.
They did
that.
True Blood, so never mind. Maybe he sucks after
but
all.
But, like, I love Kevin Spacey. I love Chris Cooper. I love Annette Bening.
And they're all good in the movie.
Right, but it's the material they're working with is not up to snuff, I'll say.
Right.
The snuff is not... Top shelf snuff.
It's not the top shelf snuff. It's a little impure.
There's some
stuff.
Funny lines in that movie, though. And
I loved it when I was younger. Yeah. I thought this was like when I was younger. This was edgy, and this made me think. About stuff, and I think it made people think because we were still in that like infancy stage of accepting, like homosexuality as like a mainstream
anything counterculture
thing.
Was still kind of.
It's a good movie for younger people because like everything in that movie, adults already fucking know.
It's a good movie for younger people in 1999.
Yeah,
it's younger people today would be like, what is this?
Where
mess?
Are all the iPhones?
What is that?
Yeah, that movie. It's kind of strangely directed too. Like I'm gonna. Say yeah. Sam Mendes does some weird stuff in that movie too. Like,
well, you don't I mean, it's plastic kind of like, bag in particular.
Oh,
that sucked. Everybody
even,
knows that yeah. sucks.
Even when I liked the movie, that plastic bag scene was like, ugh, stop it.
Everybody had that reaction. Yeah. So I'm not picking on the plastic bag scene at all. Yeah. I'm just picking on the entire film.
Yeah, all of it.
Yes.
The package deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's strange, like, because like a movie like Usual Suspects, which came out around the same time, right? Like that.
That was a little before that. It was like 7 and The Usual Suspects came out the same year. And then I think like a few years after that is when American Beauty came out.
Most importantly, when did K-Pax come out?
Is that on your list?
No.
No one likes K-Pax.
Another thing I had on my list, There's Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know we touched on comedies a couple weeks ago.
No, but yeah, that's absolutely...
Okay, yeah, that's...
This movie, to me, at the time, was the funniest thing that had ever graced my eyeballs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw this 3 times in the theater.
Yeah.
I took both sets of my parents.
I saw it with my parents as well, actually.
And they were shocked at the filth that I brought them to, but They were tolerant of it.
Did you walk around high school going, have you seen my baseball?
Of course I did. It was fantastic.
You're
I loved
at baseball
it.
Practice just juggling?
Yep, like a retard. R word.
Yeah, like
it
an R word.
What else? Anybody
that's a good
else?
One. Do you have any more?
I have one that no one will ever have on their list.
Right.
So it was the film Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows.
Holy fuck. No, that was not on my list because I never liked it. And I saw that in the theater.
When Blair Witch 2 came out, because I love the
first
Blair
Witch. Do you want
Blair
me to edit this and just
no,
cut that out?
Or? I own up to it. I loved and I still really like the first Blair Witch Project. I think it's an excellent movie. I know people like to shit on it.
No, it's an excellent movie.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So when a sequel came out, I went and saw it. And at the time, that movie is stupid. But when you're like a teen, it's all... And like for me, because it's all gothy and dark, and that's
it's
how
gothy,
that's how I was when I was that age. So I was like,
"You must have loved Spawn."
Oh no, I did not like Spawn. But this movie,
you didn't at least like the jelly, the cream donut squishing scene. What does this remind you of?
But yeah, Blair Witch 2, and Blair Witch 2 is a movie that for years everyone would shit on it and be like, "That movie's not that bad." And then a few years ago, probably I think like 2 years ago, my friend Joe and I rewatched it because he was the same way. He was like. Yeah, that movie isn't bad. So we were like, let's sit down and watch Blair Witch 2. And we watched it, and I was like, this is so bad.
And now you're no longer friends.
Yeah, no, because he was the same way. Like, we both turned to each other during the movie, and we're like, this is really bad. What the fuck we were thinking. So that's like that's probably the most embarrassing movie I have on my list.
It's garbage. That is a piece of garbage.
It's a bad movie.
Jeff and I rewatched Blair Witch like not that long ago.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
And it was still good.
It's like, scary.
I think it holds up.
It is scary.
Yeah. Like, it's a great movie.
I can see why people won't like it, but
my little brother loves found footage movies, and he still says like that that's the best
one. I
don't hate
them either. I just think they're like overdone.
Yeah, it's
like that's a good example of a found footage movie because like for one thing, there's a reason it's happening. Like too many found footage. I don't want to like go off a tangent on found footage, but most found footage movies
because they're cheap.
Yeah, just like there's someone filming and you don't know why. Like that movie, you have a reason they're filming, and it's just well done. I don't know.
This one's kind of on my list, but kind of not because it is. I still like the movie, but I like it a lot less. Vanilla Sky, which
that's
Chris
on my
brought
list.
Up earlier.
That is on my list. That's the last movie on my list.
I'd agree. Yeah,
this is one of those movies that had like a kind of philosophical angle. I don't even know how to explain it, but I remember being like,
"It's a half-assed philosophical angle." Is what,
and yeah, just like you, like I still somewhat like it, but like when I was young, I was like, "That was mind blowing," and now I'm like, "No."
I was like, "That's the best movie I've ever seen." Like I remember saying that after watching Vanilla Sky.
It was a mind blower. It just fucked me right in my mind hole.
Because it was like a tinge of sci-fi and then a philosophy, and it made you think about life.
Yeah.
And you're like 19.
And it had that great Cigarose soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's definitely not a movie that's like you watch it now and you're just like, oh, this is not.
Well, it suffers from Cameron Diaz syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically just any movie she's in suffers
she
from that.
She clobbers anything she's in.
It was also the first time we were seeing like an intellectual premise like that taken seriously, but it's been done now way better.
Much better.
So that's why it doesn't hold up.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's good. We all had that one on there.
Yeah, it was pretty successful.
All right, Moon Man's waving, flagging me down. We got to take a break.
All right, it's at time.
Dave, there's no one here. Only Dave can
and
see
no one
Moon
listening.
Man.
There's no one here, no one listening.
Moon Man's like the great kazoo on the Flintstones. Only Dave can see him.
Do you like peaches, Danny?
We'll be right back.
For 14 years, I've been a whore for the advertising industry. The only way I could save myself now is if I start firebombing.
The Cut Print Film Podcast will be right back after these messages.
Hey, Jeff, it's time for a commercial break.
All right, let's go to Chris in Chapter Cut Print Film.
Hold on, let me set it up here. Hey, Chris, can you hear us?
What? I can't hear you! I'm coming live from the Cut Print Film News Chopper. I wanted to tell you guys to go to adamandeve.com. Adam and Eve is an adult store. You can shop erotic adult toys and novelties.
Chris, did you say Adam and Steve?
No.
I think we lost Chris.
We'll have to check in on him later.
Anyway, go to adamandeve.com and type in DEAL48 in the promo code and get 50% off one item.
And free shipping.
And you'll get 3 adult DVDs and a free gift.
I wonder what the free gift is.
Probably a dildo.
Lube.
Hey, Jeff! How come you don't wear shirts in the podcast anymore?
Well, announcer, we recently had a devastating fire at my house and all my property was destroyed.
I know a cool website where you can buy t-shirts.
Oh, really?
TFury.com. Wait, www.tfury.com.
TFury offers a different, unique t-shirt every day for $11.
By unique, do you mean that it's unique in style or uniquely different from other t-shirts? Or will it just be a Doctor Who t-shirt?
I don't know! But they now offer t-shirts in a variety of colors! Sizes go up 2X! Plus $1 for women. 2X! Plus $1. And 3X! Plus $2.
Okay.
What's that URL again?
www.tfury.com.
Out of sight!
I quit.
Hey, we're back.
I didn't even have my headphones on. Like an amateur.
We are back, huh? How about that?
And we're driving to the Overlook Hotel.
You like roast beef, Danny?
Dick Halloran constantly asking about food.
They just can't stop asking this child questions
please,
about food.
Please, Mr. Halloran, stop asking me about food.
You hear that? He heard it on the TV.
Oh, boy.
That's my Jack Nicholson. Sounds a lot like my Scatman.
It sounds exactly like your Scatman Carruthers.
It's Scat Nicholson.
Johnny, do you like pizza?
Oh, Bane is here. Bane Man Carruthers. We can do this all night, folks. All
right, let me turn this shining
music. The next 2 hours of the show are impressions.
I'm actually getting a little creeped up. Okay.
Yeah. From now on, every commercial break comes back with a creepy song. Last week it was Mothra. This week it's this.
I couldn't believe how close my Mothra.
That was pretty dead on, and you had never even seen the movie.
Like, when you started singing it, I thought you had actually heard it, because it was so accurate.
I saw it in your face. You were like, yeah.
I was like, that is literally the song I'm talking about.
All right. You guys want to play a little game?
I love games.
Is this like Saw?
You want to play a little game? I left a saw in the colon of the man dead next to you.
All right.
Wait, what are we doing? We're going to play a game?
We are playing a game, everyone. This is a new feature on Cut Print Film.
Hang on, let me get
Where's Richard Dawkins?
Here he is.
Hey, everyone! Welcome to Amazonathon!
Amazon!
It's the game show where contestants read Amazon.com reviews and try and guess what movie is being reviewed.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I'm excited. All right.
Holy shit.
All right.
We'll bring the music back in later, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I liked it.
That's good music.
Yeah, it's really funky.
So we are the both the host and the contestants. Okay.
Because this is we don't have a lot of budget, so this is what we got.
Who wants to go first?
Well, how much do you want to wager?
Nothing.
You got it.
Nothing at all.
$0 of can I wager in Bitcoin?
Well, I have 100 million Cut Print Film fun bucks.
Yeah,
we'll put
all our faces.
I spent half of it on some pins.
All right.
I have some Confederate
Chris,
dollars.
Chris, use this. Whoever touches this, Chris, touch this nipple, and Jeff, you touch this one.
Okay, I touched my left. Whoever touches your right.
No, mine. You guys have to reach across. They're the buzzers.
What's happening?
I'm not doing
so
this.
So if you want to buzz in,
I'm already out of
I'm
the
not going to touch your nipple.
I'm going to put my shirt back on.
Not on the air, at least.
Put that tfury.com shirt back on.
Listen to this. This is a review from Amazon.com.
Okay.
All right. And it's titled, "If I Could Give Zero Starts, I Would."
Okay, go.
All right.
This is one of the worst debauchery seance space balls. I grew up watching the TV show, and it was okay. Parentheses. Good for its time. But this piece of filth should be washed from our collective consonances.
Whoa.
Collective consonances.
What's all happening? Right.
There is no real coherent plot or any of the classic characters. I, of course, relies.
Okay.
I, of course, relies that it is imposable to take 60 TV types and translate that to the big screen. Well, apparent, it's also imposable to make it all interesting instead of just stuff happening.
Buzz!
Oh.
Is it Mission Impossible?
No.
Damn.
Buzz.
Yeah.
We only get one shot, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, this game could go on for hours. Yeah, right.
We can't keep buzzing.
I'm going to guess Bewitched.
No.
All right. What was it?
All right, give a hint. Give a hint, and then we'll both try and guess.
This is one of the worst debauchery seance space balls.
That does not help at all. That's the worst hint.
Hang on. Can I do my last guess?
Yeah.
Is it Lost in Space?
Yes.
Oh!
We need a sound effect there.
We don't have one.
We got a horn, right?
Let me get the horn out.
Oh, you mean a real horn.
This is like one of those Swiss Alps horns. I didn't tune it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
That was pretty good, right?
I still don't get what seance space balls? What the fuck is that?
Well, he meant to write synth, but he wrote seance instead.
Oh, so he's communing with the spirits of space balls.
All right, I want to go. All
right.
Okay.
This review comes from the Amazon user Dogmatico.
Oh!
he's a classic. all right, ready? Here we go. Look, I was in the war.
Whoa!
And this movie captures nothing. This film naively chose to focus on the sad aspects of war, like watching your buddy go crazy. It neglected to display the great aspects of war, like you and your buddy being able to legally kill people. I mean, you can call me crazy, but until you've actually been in that position, you don't know how exhilarating it is.
You could call me crazy.
This movie is unrealistic, melodramatic, and highly overrated.
Is it Full Metal Jacket?
It is not.
Damn!
Is it Platoon?
It is not.
Damn it!
Is it The Thin Red Line?
It is not.
Damn.
Dave?
Oh, this is my last guess. All right, war. What is it good for? It's not good for sad. All right. What's a sad war?
Well, this guy loves killing people. Can't help himself.
Give a hint and then...
Is it Saving Private Ryan?
No, and that was your final guess. My hint was going to be Vietnam.
Oh.
Is it Platoon?
No.
I said Platoon first.
Oh, fucking Apocalypse Now?
No, it's The Deer Hunter.
What?
Yeah.
That's a sad war movie.
And this guy said it's unrealistic, melodramatic, and highly overrated. And just
not enough scenes of buddies killing people.
This guy's a shithead. Dogmatico on Amazon.com is an ass.
Man.
Chris? Oh, mine was from Rob.
What?
Mine was from Rob, not right. Dogmatico.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you his username because I didn't. Thank you.
All right, so this review is from a customer.
Oh, good. I love it.
I had to blank out some words to not give it away. All right, so.
Yeah, I did that.
All right. I had expected, it starts off with not the scariest movie ever made, period. I had expected a really good movie from blank because I had heard so much good things about it. I didn't get, G-H-E-T, what I wanted because this film is just terrible. The way the camera was shot, yes, the camera was shot.
Well, that's a terrible movie idea.
Wait, I shouldn't have cut it off because here it goes. The way the camera was shot was stupid Cupid. Why did he write that? I don't know. The director could have done Sue, S-O-O, much better. The acting was terrible, the music gave me headache, and the screenplay and special effects were silly and made the film boring to look at. I do not recommend this film at all. It is no true classic and not the scariest movie ever made.
Are you done?
Yes.
Exorcist.
No. Actually, there's one more sentence.
Oh.
Also, the blank scene is absolute rubbish. It is... And that is not... That is definitely not the most well-known and best scene in movie history. All right, that's the whole thing.
I already wasted my first guess.
So it's a famous horror movie. The scariest movie of all time.
I'm not going to give you any direct hints. You got to guess.
It's going to be some piece of shit.
Poltergeist.
No.
Damn it.
I guess The Shining.
No. All right, you want a hint?
I'm already out. I did my two guesses.
Is it a newer movie?
No.
Okay.
You get one more guess. Come on.
I would say... Oh, there's like a famous scene in it, which is why I'm
That's
not...
That's why I guessed Exorcist.
Yeah. And I'm going to say Halloween.
No. The answer is Psycho.
Oh, I didn't even think about that as a horror movie.
Which I don't think anyone's ever said Psycho is the scariest movie God. Ever made. But,
this guy's a jerk.
But yeah, A Customer, written on May 31st, 2000.
All right, so that was round one.
Of course, in his defense, this was the pre-9/11 days. Nah, so everything changed after that soda tax.
We got three that's rounds, and I'm in the lead with 1 point, and you both have 0. So Dave, you're up.
Okay. I need some music to get into the mood here. Yeah.
That was round one. This is round two.
Yeah, we're moving on into... This is the round two music.
Sort of. Oh, yeah.
This is a tough one.
Under the Sea.
Oh.
this is a real tough one, but there's a second one-sentence review I'm going to read afterwards. Well, I'm going to read you a one-star review.
I was going to say, if we have... We're doing three each.
Yeah.
Save the hardest one for last, because that's the hard rank.
I don't think this is the hardest.
Because I have one that's like going to be impossible. So, all right.
So, I have a one star and then a five star. Okay. I'm going to read you the one star first.
Okay. Right. With the same movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll reviews for one movie?
I'll read you the five star if you need the hint, because there's a major hint in that first one. Okay. Yeah, the second one. Okay. How could you like this piece of crap? That's the title.
Okay.
By Andrew Britt. And then in quotations it says Andrew Britt.
That's his nickname on the streets.
Man, this is a pile of shit. Only rivaled by Halloween 3.
which I actually liked.
Yeah, I love Halloween 3, actually.
If you own both of these movies, then you should either throw them away now or kill yourself.
Wow! Those are such different things to do. One is
sort of
reasonable, and one is irreversible.
The guy who played Blank did all right for such a bad part, and the girl he liked looked good, but that's a given. It's against the law not to have the best-looking people in movies.
It's against the law?
What is this? Is that it?
Andrew Britt is insane.
I really don't see how this averaged 4 stars when everyone I know that's seen it hated it. Wow. Really? This is pure shit, piled on top of more shit, then shoved into a toilet that's already clogged by shit.
Wow, this guy loves fecal matter.
He is a shit metaphor king.
Okay, well, that's impossible.
Yeah,
is it?
You gotta give a hint, because he doesn't say anything about the movie.
Yeah, he just makes sentences.
Well, it's only rivaled by Halloween 3 as worst.
So is it a Halloween movie?
No, it's a horror movie.
Okay, okay. Blair Witch 2.
No, that's
that was my favorite.
That would have been an insane quiz. All right, you want the 5-star review?
At least give us like the first few lines of it.
It's only one line.
Oh, well, give us a little bit of it.
I'll give you the whole line.
Okay.
Best Crispin Glover movie of all time. Oh. X-Heart.
Is it Willard?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Can I just say I love Willard, by the way?
I never saw Willard.
I was the one who wrote that 5-star review.
You really?
I have X heart.
Chris
all.
And I are tied here.
Is your Amazon name Casey?
Yes, it is. Chris is short for Casey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, here we go. This review comes from Hassan Abdeen. I can never believe that an adult would like this crap. Actor name is a good actor, and he did a good job in acting, but.
In acting.
But this movie is very poor and cheap. The animation is extremely poor, and any viewer eye could see how poor it is. Plus, the story events are very childish. Maybe the story is not that bad, but the way it has been put together makes it no better than its poor animation.
He loves the word poor.
Loves it. I recommend this movie to little kids, but absolutely not for adults.
One little kid only.
Oh, man, it's like, don't watch adults.
Yeah, this is only for little kids. The actor is good, but he's not.
Is it animated? Because he says animation.
I can't. There's animation in it.
Is it Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It is not.
Damn.
Dave.
Cool World.
No. Great guess, though.
Is it Space Jam?
No.
Damn.
Last guess.
So it's a mixed media movie. Yeah.
I guess so. This guy
seems to think so. Mixed martial arts movie.
This guy thinks it is.
I don't know.
Time's ticking.
Why was Cool World a good guess?
Because Jeff loves Cool World.
It's fantastic.
And he loves Cool Whip.
Well, can you guys phone in and tell me your guesses?
Nope, this round two's over. That was Jumanji.
Oh,
what?
Yes, it's not for adults at all. Don't even do it.
Don't
die.
Don't even bother. All right, my turn. Round two is not over, Jeff. I didn't go.
Oh. God. My apologies.
God, I was going to read Jumanji. No. All right. This review is by Peggy, and her name on...
I'm a fan of her work.
The name on the Amazon is Pab920. All
right.
Pab. And the headline is Laughter Therapy with 3 exclamation points.
All right, she loves this.
She loves this movie. All right, here we go. If you enjoy the spoofs on SNL or 30 Rock, you will enjoy this movie. This is so many O's, so funny that I laughed so much I had tears in my eyes. Granted, sometimes it is silly, or rather pre-adolescent humor, but that's okay, in all caps. It's a comedy, okay. Not an FBI drama or social commentary. I'm a white, middle-aged Southern female, and I took no offense at all, just pure fun. And this is my favorite line of the review. Consider this movie a dose of laughter, which is the best medicine for health after all. You know, Peggy, I don't think laughter is the best medicine for health after all. I think real medicine is the best medicine for health.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
I like how she specified for health.
For health in general. Overall health.
I'm going to guess, she mentioned SNL, I guess Bridesmaids or
no.
something?
No. And please remember to buzz in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With your mouth. Yes, Dave.
Ace Ventura?
No.
Damn it.
Yes.
I just did it.
Wait, hold on. Next? Hold on. Give us a decade. A decade, sorry.
Yeah.
early 2000s.
Okay.
There's a hint in the review if you paid attention.
I did not.
I will give you the hint. She says, I'm a white, middle-aged southern female. Keyword being white.
White chicks?
Dave gets it, although he didn't buzz in, so he doesn't win.
Wow. Okay, we are tied at 1 point each.
Yeah. Can Chris tie it up in the...
What's that?
In the final round?
Yeah, whoever gets this final round wins the game. Unless all three of us get it, and then we have to fucking have a fist fight.
We all have another go round.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying this third round, whoever gets it is the winner. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Or we have to arm wrestle.
I prefer leg wrestling.
Yeah. We have to have a chicken fight.
Wrestle my thighs. I dare you.
Don't tempt me.
All right, round three coming up.
This is it. This is the final round. Speed round. I'm just kidding. We can't go any faster.
I'm like sitting here waiting for you guys to start, I'm in charge of round three.
Go ahead.
This
has to be the hardest one
yet. Wait, how did you start the game? Did I start the game? I guess I did.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to the tape.
Oh, I have a tiebreaker, so I'm going to read my my round three
here.
Hang
on, the music stopped. We can't have this.
It's back.
Thank God.
Okay. So... here we go.
You all right over there?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you forget how to read?
I got two for the same film, and I'm trying to figure out which one's
Dave's
better.
Glaucoma is kicking in.
At least we're prepared.
Okay. This is titled Hard to Watch.
Okay.
By Jeff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you write this review?
Some of my finest
you know what's funny?
Writing.
I have someone named Jeff, and then on the other movie, The Tiebreaker, Nancy Rollins.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I'm gonna look
into that. I didn't notice that until
now. I'll get my PI on that.
Yeah. So, Hard to Watch, 1 out of 5 stars. Honestly, I couldn't even sit through this movie. I watched maybe the first 15 or 20 minutes and had to turn it off. It was seriously not my thing and boring as heck.
No swearing for this reviewer.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, I'd wish I stabbed my eyeballs out instead.
He won't swear, but he will stab his eyeballs out.
He loves violence, but hates profanity.
He hates hell, but he loves stabbing.
All right,
that's it.
I have no idea, but you need to give a hint.
Okay,
before
hold on.
We even do our first guess. I take this seriously.
Okay, the other reviewer says this. I've discussed this film with my friends whose fallback argument is if you can't understand it, perhaps it's beyond you.
Jesus. Kind of movie is it?
It is a classic.
Like black and white classic?
Is it Clockwork Orange?
No. Oh.
Is it Citizen Kane?
No.
Damn.
Alright. Is it 2001?
Yes.
Thank God.
Jeff might be the winner, but we're not done yet.
That's right.
I wish I stabbed my eyeballs out instead.
Yeah, I completely disagree.
There were so many 2001 reviews where the people said they turned it off in the first 15 minutes. I was like, that should be like the retard test, and then you should be walked into a room and thrown off a cliff. Not retard, sorry. R word.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need the ACLU.
We're gonna have to edit that one out.
All right, you ready? This is my last one. This movie is a cult classic that was unfortunately ignored whenever it was released. However, it is very cheap now, so today is the time to get it before the public rediscovers it and the prices climb again. You may notice I gave this movie only 5 stars.
How many can you give it?
Only 5. I would rather give it a 10, but it won't go higher than 5.
I would rather hack Amazon and give it a 10.
This guy's on our level.
When actor is on screen, he puts you in another world. Actor does a good job. It feels like he's really there.
Who's actor?
He's really there.
I can't tell you. This movie really means a lot to me, and it helped me cope with my own father, who was killed in Vietnam.
Oh my God.
Thank you, actor.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, actor. Your heartwarming performance saved me from a life of crime and sin.
Holy shit.
I would not be here without you.
What?
Whatever this movie is, I'm glad it exists to save this man from crime and sin.
So right.
I got nothing. Wait, right. You gotta give a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. I blanked out this part. I'll leave it in there. It feels like the ghost is really there.
The ghost?
Actor.
Is it ghost?
That's all I'm giving you.
No, I'm saying, is it ghost with Patrick Swayze?
Oh, is that your guess?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Is it the ghost? is really there. So the ghost isn't there.
It feels like the ghost is really there. That's all he said.
What does that even mean?
He says, the actor does such a good job, it feels like the ghost is really there.
It feels like the ghost... Ghost
he
Dad?
Thrusts his fist. Yeah.
It's ghost Dad!
Ghost Dad!
Time it up!
Shit!
Phil Cosby saved my
Listen,
life!
I edited this part out. It goes... He says, when Bill Cosby is on screen, he puts you in another world, like a world when your dad is a ghost. This might be the greatest thing I've ever found on the internet. Okay, so.
I'm so happy that exists.
So Dave has two, I have two, Chris, you have one.
And there's no way for me to win, but
so
I
you're out. So I guess this might be a
tiebreaker.
This
is the tiebreaker.
And which... Dave has another tiebreaker in case.
Yeah.
All right.
In case Chris guesses it.
Yes. Headline is just... I wish you had saved that for last. I can't top that. All right. Boring by Jonathan Constandance. Very boring, ... I sleeping after 45 minutes. The topic is boring. I expected more for this movie. I loose my money.
I loose my money.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, we need a hint. We need a hint.
Is the film boring?
No. It's not. It's a non-linear film.
Okay, all right.
Pulp Fiction.
You didn't buzz in and no. Yes.
I'm having trouble thinking of non-linear films at this point. This is my fourth drink.
Non-linear. So it's not in a line. Linear.
It's not traditionally linear. I'll put it like that.
I don't know. You got to give us a better hint than that. This isn't fucking Jeopardy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
What is...
Tattoos feature in the film.
Hmm.
Is it Halloween remake?
You better start buzzing in, sir, or you will be disqualified.
That was my final guess.
I'm gonna guess, I don't know, Magnolia?
No.
No.
Memento.
Oh yeah, we should have thought of that.
Shit.
I was gonna that's say a very like, boring Guy Pearce, but that's
yeah, that would have given away. Yeah.
Is All it right. like in a world where there's mementos?
I guess you have to give Chris your
give
tiebreaker.
Give me the thing. Well, no, he's going to know what the answer is.
Oh, yeah. Well, this game's a dud.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
Wait.
Now we have to have a dance-off.
Yeah. Right, we're going to have a spin-off.
All right. I have the tie-breaking review to
Excellent.
Read.
Excellent.
Here we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. This review starts with... Here is the title. I know I am the exception among reviewers, but I found this movie oppressively dark by Christopher Schwinger. Okay. And the first line of the review is the same as the title. I know I am the exception among reviewers, but I found this movie too dark. When I saw it in the theater nearly 10 years ago, I was left with an oppressed, heavy feeling that lasted for a long time afterward, which is why seeing the two sequels was absolutely out of the question for me. This is definitely not an exuberant action movie. Yes.
The Matrix.
No.
Oh, that's what I was gonna guess. You have more in there?
That's it,
okay.
That's it.
Two sequels.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Fuck.
The fuck has two sequels.
You have a hint?
It's a comic book movie. Yes.
X-Men?
No.
Oh man.
I know what this is. It's Batman Begins.
Dave wins the game!
Yes! You son of a bitch. You
I
son
win
of
the game, Danny! Okay, it's time for fucking recommendations.
Yeah, alright.
Let me turn this off. Let me turn this off. It's still on?
Okay, let me stop that.
There goes that. Chris's leg fell off again.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. I gotta get that leg tightened.
My... Oh, sorry. Sorry. It's time for the Cut Print Film Weekly Recommendations. We do them every week on the show. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
We're back.
What inspired that?
That actually was a... that was a karaoke version of Kokomo, the music.
So when I told you to make
that's what I took from it. And then that sound is the sound I hear in my head all the time.
Good God.
Just you apologizing.
I don't even know what just happened.
Oh, my back hurts from laughing at that. All right.
Oh, my God. All right. Who's going first? I've gone like 2 weeks in a row first.
So last night I watched this movie because next week is Tom Cruise week on Cut Print Film.
Woo! Yes, it is.
Valkyrie.
Oh, is that your rec?
The Bryan Singer film, yeah. Valkyrie. Which I didn't know was made by Bryan Singer till the movie ended.
I did not either.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because, well, this is strange, and then Chris brought up a good point to me. It's a little off-putting that Cruise doesn't at least fake a German accent.
He doesn't do a German accent, but I was saying, like, in reality, they're all supposed to be speaking German anyway, so it really doesn't matter what accent
he's
using.
It's the suspension of disbelief. Like, you have to imagine.
And it does a smart thing where it starts with him writing a letter in German and slowly, like, transitions to English, which I kind of admired.
Also, I think, like, if he had spoken with a German accent, that would even more
distract
him. It would
take you right out of it. Yeah.
Tom Cruise with a German accent would be weird.
Yeah. Like, what would be the point? Like, we know you're not a German.
Yeah, but we do know you're a Nazi.
That's right.
This business is risky.
It's terrible. Jeff, cut that out.
I did like that movie a lot, though.
I did, too. I think that's very underrated. A lot of people, it didn't get, a big release. So.
Well, this was during the, it was still during the Hate Tom Cruise era.
Yeah, it was when he kind of went bonkers, and he married Katie Holmes, Rob from the Cradle.
Yeah, so when it came out, it got terrible reviews, so I kind of avoided it. And it's strange, because I like World War II movies, and this is... It has like a very bizarre feeling to it when you're watching it, because you're watching Nazis and you're like, you're not used to that perspective at all, unless it's like, these are weirdos that you're watching. Yeah.
It has a great cast too.
My God, it's an unbelievable cast. But it was a very good film about the plot to kill Hitler. And it was surprisingly suspenseful, even though you know he's not going to die.
And that's why it works. That's why it's a good movie.
Yeah, it was... And it leaves you with a very depressed feeling. Like,
the ending is very sad. It's a very sad ending. Like,
but not only
spoiler, they don't kill Hitler.
Yes, that's right. If you want to see how they really got him, you have to watch Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, the true story.
It's just like a slight thing that fucked it up was, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with the real story, but he put it against like a very solid wooden leg.
Right, yeah.
And that like deflected the blast from hitting Hitler. If he had put it on the other side of the leg, he would have ended World War II.
That Hitler, he had all the luck.
And it was surprising how fast like they actually took over.
Adolf Lucky Hitler.
that was his nickname.
Post-bombing, they take over Berlin fairly quickly.
I didn't know any of that. Like, that movie, I was like, I didn't know any of this part happened.
Like, it's, like, surprising what happens without the internet. Yeah. Like, people can't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation.
They can't contact Hitler on Snapchat.
Here, Jaguar.
All right.
Yeah, we have a new sound this
week.
It's
your turn, Chris.
Oh, shit. My pick is the 1982 horror film Pieces, which is an Italian film that's dubbed.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
Are you kidding me?
It is an insane movie. So I'm going to read the description from IMDb. All
right.
Young co-eds are being cut up by a chainsaw killer on a college campus. The killer is attempting to put together a human jigsaw puzzle made from body parts.
Wow, this sounds terrific.
This movie is it's insane. Everyone should see this movie just because to be amazed at how weird it is.
Is anybody of note in it?
Absolutely not.
Is anybody of note behind the camera?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. This is it's an Italian production, but it's dubbed to be, you know, American, and it's bad.
Like, are there any Reese pieces in it?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The movie opens with a kid, he's putting together a puzzle. He's putting together a puzzle, and the puzzle is of a naked woman, which, first of all, where did he get that puzzle? Because I've never seen naked women puzzles.
My closet?
Yeah. But so he's putting it together, and his mother comes out, and she's like, what are you doing? And then his mother's really abusive, and then he kills his mother by stabbing her very unconvincingly. And
so this is a great movie.
You're off to the races. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic movie. And there's a scene where a woman, she finds out her friend has been killed, and she comes out and she just keeps screaming, bastards, over, and it goes on for a full minute.
Wow, that's uncomfortable.
I'm gonna put the clip on YouTube, on our Facebook later, so everyone can see it. Because it's amazing.
All right.
So Pieces, 1982.
Good pick.
What is that noise?
Well, we cut to the next person.
Yeah, it's the panther noise. It's the panther growling.
Been in a cage all week without any food.
That's right. My pick this week is 1999's The Big Kahuna, starring Kevin Spacey and Danny DeVito.
I don't remember this movie
at all. I remember seeing trailers for it. I never saw it.
It's really good. It kind of came and went. It was directed by a guy named John Swanbeck, who never did anything again or before.
That Big Kahuna was too big for him.
And it was written, it was a play, and it was also adapted from the play to a screenplay by Roger Roof, who never did anything again or before.
Who framed Roger
Roof? So, yeah, this movie is basically, it's about three salesmen who, they are in the lubricant business.
What?
And it's the last night of a convention, and they find out that...
Like sexual lubricant?
Yes.
They work for AdamandEve.com, basically.
It's the last night of this convention, and they find out this one guy who's really religious has an in with a company that can buy lubricants, so they try to convince him to get the guy to talk to them so that they can sell the lube. And it's a very small movie. It takes place pretty much entirely in the hotel room. And it's very funny. And Danny DeVito is fantastic in it. Like, you watch him, like, you watch his character change on screen masterfully. It's really good.
I'm going to check it out.
The Big Kahuna. I have no idea where to find this guy. I think I might have seen it on, like, Prism. It's not that old, is it?
I think I remember seeing the VHS for sale at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, well, I'll just go there and pick it up.
I think you can find there's one everywhere at the Blockbuster Video.
You might have you might remember the VHS cover. It's like Danny DeVito and Kevin
Sorbo.
Hercules and Renegade is not on the cover. Kevin Spacey has like an Indian headdress.
Yeah, I
on
remember
the cover.
That's a terrible cover.
It's
by the
awful.
Way. No one would be like, I gotta watch that movie.
Right. It makes you think like, well, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's really good.
God.
There it is. Yeah.
It's really
funny.
I've
never seen this.
It's worth your time. I don't know where to find it, but seek it out and watch The Big Kahuna.
Go to the dumpster behind the abandoned Blockbuster, and you will find it.
Oh man, does that mean all our time's up?
That's it.
Well, we learned a lot this episode of Cutprint Film.
That's right.
But like all things in life, we gotta go. That made no sense.
No, it didn't.
Are there any other podcasts you could check out just if you're
feeling
a little
down,
lonely?
You're feeling potty.
And you need some friends?
Yeah.
You're feeling potty.
with a D.
Well, why not go to morelikeradio.com?
That's a place I would go.
And just check out. Just browse. Through all those podcasts.
Yeah, they got Hippo Juice.
High Society.
High Society Radio.
You know?
They got a lot of stuff.
You might just find something you like.
And you know where else you should probably go is, you know, just go to antifanboy.com. Just go there.
And when you're done there, why don't you head on over to cutprintfilm.com? And when you're done there, why don't you head over to theinterrobang.com?
Oh, yeah. Where Chris's Roadhouse article will be featured. Because sometimes you just gotta be a dirty deuce.
That's right.
It's double deuce, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well,
the dancing's done, and now it's time to get dirty.
That's right.
We've all taken our cyanide pills. And
we got a white knight. It's a white knight, everybody. It's a Jim Jones quote, in case anybody's confused at home. It's before he killed everybody with a Kool-Aid.
Well, just be safe out there on that drive home.
Good night. And good luck.
I've been Jeff Rollins, and you've been listening to CutprintFilm.com podcast.
.com is in the title.
.com is my middle name. Good night.
We love you.
Please go to CutprintFilm.com for more movie reviews, opinions, and original articles about the movies we love and hate. And be sure to subscribe to the Cutprint Film Podcast on iTunes. I'm Moon Man, signing off until next time.